Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
The Corinthian church was a gifted church, but unfortunately they were a very immature group of believers, and one mark of that immaturity was their disunity. Listen to what Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
Now I urge you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree in what you say, that there be no divisions among you, and that you be united with the same understanding and the same conviction. For it has been reported to me about you, my brothers and sisters, by members of Chloe's people, that there is rivalry among you. What I am saying is this: one of you says, I belong to Paul, or I belong to Apollos, or I belong to Cephas, or I belong to Christ.
After spending a year and a half in attempting to establish this church in Corinth, Paul left and he went to Ephesus, but he learned that these believers were quarreling over which spiritual leader they should follow. Predictably, some were loyal to him since they'd come to faith through his ministry, but some had evidently believed in Christ because of the Apostle Peter, and still others were enamored with Apollos, a very articulate teacher and evangelist. And then, of course, there were those who claimed to follow Christ alone. Though their focus was correct, their motives were prideful and self-righteous. Here's what Paul is really telling all of us who claim to be Christ followers. It's natural to prefer certain spiritual leaders, but we shouldn't allow our preferences to create division in our churches. We should always strive for unity.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.